Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today. Hiller.
50 now, Wake Up Zone, 1045 The Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Lane Bishop, Jason Martin, Jay Martin, I'm Jonathan Schaefer. The guys today, Kevin Ingram and Mark Howard out. Joining us right now is a Nashville man through and through and coming back to the city as a special advisor for Vanderbilt basketball. Very successful stint out at Colorado as well. Ricardo Patton is in the Wake Up Zone. Ricardo, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, great to be with you guys.
Well, of course, growing up here in Nashville, your time at Belmont and coaching your way up through the ranks and your entire career, what is it like to be back in this city, and how much has this city changed for you between growing up here and what it's like now?
Well, the change is unbelievable. It's certainly not the same Nashville I left in 93, and I think that was the last year we were here. At Tennessee State, prior to me going to the University of Colorado. And so, yeah, Nashville, it's grown, but it's a beautiful city. It looks like it's thriving. So it's good to see.
What did you find appealing to this offer with Vanderbilt and Jerry Stackhouse? And now Malcolm Turner, of course, the new AD over at Vanderbilt.
Well, it was very intriguing for me. One, to be, with Coach Stackhouse, and try to do something at a university that I grew up following. I go all the way back, obviously, to the F Troop, Fosnes and Fear and those guys. And, Vanderbilt is certainly, one of the top academic institutions in the country. Athletically, I think it's, you look at what our baseball team's doing and the success that other sports have had here at Vanderbilt. I just thought it was a great opportunity for me to get back home, although I never believed I would return home. We have a permanent home in Georgia, about 75 miles from Atlanta, a place called Reynolds at Lake Oconee. It's a golf resort. And so for me to come back, it's been really exciting for me and my family.
When you look at this opportunity, and again, with the people that you're involved with and you having the knowledge of Vanderbilt like you do because of growing up here, can you see that excitement and see that winning returning to Memorial Gym, which is a pretty remarkable place to play?
You know, it really is. It has, obviously, the unique court setting where the benches are in the end zone. Or on the baseline. And, so that's different for coaches coming in and playing. In 87, or when I was at Middle Tennessee State, even we actually played, in the NCAA tournament here at Vanderbilt on that floor and, beat Florida State first round NCAA tournament then. And, so it is a unique place to play. I think it's an added bonus. Being able to practice in that arena on a daily basis and learning to coach from end zone to end zone.
Ricardo, what strikes you most about Stackhouse? I grew up on Tobacco Road. I was in high school throughout Jerry Stackhouse's entire career at North Carolina. One of the finest events I ever attended in person was the 95 ACC final that went to overtime with Tim Duncan and Randolph Childress and that Wake Forest team beating Stackhouse and Rasheed Wallace and Dante. I mean, that was an incredible basketball game. But the two things that I know about Stackhouse that you've always known, Charles Barkley always jokes about there being a list in the NBA of guys you don't want to find in a dark alley or challenge to a fight. Stackhouse is double tough. And the other thing that I've always heard about him is incredibly smart, like off the charts level basketball IQ. So tell me your impressions of Stackhouse, why this opportunity matches up to where you want to be, and what, you know, what Vanderbilt fans should be excited about before they ever see this guy wear a suit on the sidelines for Vanderbilt.
Yeah. You know, my first impression is the fact that he knows exactly what he wants to do. And that's important for a lot of reasons. And he knows what he wants to do. He knows how he's had success, be it in the NBA or the G League. He has a plan. And I think it's an awesome plan. And so I'm excited to be with someone that has a clear understanding. And as you mentioned, a very high basketball IQ, but has a vision and a plan. And now he's put together a tremendous staff of coaches, support help that can help him execute that plan.
Cardo Patton joining us, special advisor to Jerry Stackhouse and Vanderbilt basketball. Welcome back to town, Ricardo, and we're definitely looking at this Vanderbilt program and excited to see what goes on in the future. It's a very exciting time over there in West End.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's great to be back. And, you guys have to come see us. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised about what Coach Stackhouse is doing.
We appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ricardo Patton.